Welcome to the Views Podcast with your hosts, Nate Farmer Eden and Cole Farrell. Get ready to move even closer to financial freedom as they reveal the real estate investing strategies you need to acquire assets you can cash flow or flip. Now, let's get into today's show.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to yet another amazing episode of Views. Thank y'all so much for being here with us. We greatly appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm your host, Nate Farmer Eden, but not the only host. You guys know him. You love him. Let me bring on the co-host, Cole.
Nate, what's going on?
Cole, my brother, welcome to the stage. How you doing, sir?
You were going to cut me out there, weren't you?
I could feel it. I was. I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm sure this will be an amazing episode. If I don't bring him on stage, it'll be just fine. Either way.
Ridiculous. This is ridiculous. It's fine. It's fine. I'll accept it. Nate, how's your week going so far?
Oh, my gosh. Can you say whirlwind? I mean, it's one of those roller coaster kind of weeks, and it doesn't help that, like, the holidays are right around the corner. It's Thursday night. Monday is Christmas at this point in time, and I have not yet started Christmas shopping. That's fine. It's fine. We're good.
Oh boy, it's fine. We'll get through it. It's have you ever seen that picture of like the day of the life of an entrepreneur? And you can't see my screen, but if you can, it's like
that's it. It reminds me of that meme where it's like an entrepreneur's life, and he's like hanging onto like a train, and he's just going.
Exactly.
Well, what about me? How is your day going?
It's good. It's been a whirlwind. A lot of good, a lot of bad. We'll see what happens. Tomorrow will tell. So, look, let's jump in, though, because I'm excited to hear from our guests enough about us. Before we jump in, the housekeeping items, as always. First, everyone, please leave us a rating and review so that we can grow, educate others, and expand. We would appreciate it. Second, please subscribe so that you can see every one of our wonderful episodes. And lastly, buckle up. It's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I love it. All right. So without further ado, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Alex onto the stage.
Alex, how are you doing, guys? Good. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Thank you. It's great to see you. Alex is coming to us. He's actually another brother from the Burr Invest Academy with myself and Joao as well. So we greatly appreciate you. Honored to have you here, man. How's it going?
Oh, man, it's a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so much for, you know, bringing me in here. You know, I appreciate the opportunity. Pleasure's it's doing great.
1,000%, and pleasure's ours. So before we dive too deep into questions, man, tell us a little bit about what got you here, what brought you here, backstory, why real estate? Help us out.
Well, you know, as you see my story on the private group of the Burr Invest, you know, we came here 23 years ago from Cuba. My dad brought us here, you know, and just the same story as many of Americans, you know, just get a job, work, pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? It's the same rat race, right? So, but a few years ago, you know, I had a encounter with my dad, you know, kind of had open heart surgery. So he kind of just, you know, put me in a spot where I felt like I needed to do more. You know, and I just started, you know, researching, and real estate was just, it just came up, you know, and I just fell in through it, fell in love with it, you know, joining the academy, you know, and 18 months ago, I just took every bit of money I had saved up, you know, got in it, educated myself, you know, and then now, you know, 18 months later, you know, we got 7 doors, you know, and 1 flip going and 2 other pending to go. So It's been great.
Holy cow. Oh my gosh. Talking about scaling in a quick amount of time.
That's amazing. It's amazing. Tell me more about that though. So tell me more about what you're investing in. So you said the real estate, of course, and you said you have 7 doors and you're doing a flip. So which ones do you really like? Which ones are you growing in or maybe pulling away from? Why do you like them or not? Tell us more.
Well, you know, real estate, because that's how you build, you know, generational wealth, you know, and for me, I'm trying to set my family, my kids, my grandkids, anybody who comes after my generation, make sure they don't, you know, they get set up for life. you know, and real estate is just happened to be, you know, the only tool that you can set it up if you set it up right, where it'll just keep bringing and bringing and bringing for the rest, you know, for the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the flips, you know, we do them just to build capital so we can get into bigger things. You know, I don't like to sell things, as Nate knows. I like to keep everything. You know, I'm greedy like that, but sometimes I have to let them go.
That's great. And I can definitely relate to that. I do a lot of flipping on the side. A partner of mine do a couple flips a year, and same thing. It's part of the bigger picture. So it's good to build in other things. So it's awesome to hear that.
Yeah, like we got big goals for 2024. So, you know, that's why we decided to do a couple of flips. You know, get us set up, because, you know, one of our goals is, you know, 25 units. Get 25 units 2024.
Let's go. I love that. I love it. I love it. I mean, so you touched a little bit about going from 0 to 7 in a short amount of time. And now we're talking 2024. We're knocking on 2024 and we're going from 7 to 25. But let's rewind just a little bit. What are some of the challenges and obstacles that you face trying to get started?
In the beginning, the financing part of it was a big challenge. You know, when I started, I just got a HELOC on my house, started with $30,000, you know, pretty much funded the deal myself, you know, with credit cards and then the HELOC, and quickly realized that's not the way to go. You know, we definitely need to utilize OPM, other people's money, you know, to be able to scale. So, you know, after that deal, I started studying, you know, as you know, about 6 months ago, I became a mortgage broker. So, you know, the mortgage was just my weakest link. And I just went head over heels with it. And now I'm a mortgage broker. You know, now I got several different, you know, lenders that pretty much give me any money I want to buy any deals, you know.
That's awesome.
I love that.
It's cool to hear that, you know, you have a challenge that you mentioned, say like financing. And then not only do you just try to get through the challenge, you go way farther and just take the challenge on or become the challenge. And I absolutely love that. That's incredible. Something near and dear to my heart, starting a real estate career with credit cards and lines of credit. Talk to me more about that. How did that work starting out? And, you know, what does financing look like now different from that?
So when I started, you know, I had a couple of credit cards, you know, just personal that I've had that I've built over the years. But, you know, also quickly realized that that will kill my credit really fast. You know, so I started, you know, getting business credit cards and business line of credit, you know, and utilizing that, you know, on the business side. That way it doesn't report to my credit. And then, you know, I can leverage those 0% cards, you know, make down payments, pay contractors, you know, until I get the draws back in, you know, and keep my project going. So anything that I need to do to keep my project going, you know, and get it done within the scheduled time, that's the goal.
I love that. I love that. So many nuggets, so many gems have just been dropped. And I would love for you to kind of expand upon that, because we've got a lot of listeners who are first time investors or thinking about becoming investors. Can you just sort of elaborate a little bit more on the difference between like utilizing like your personal credit cards versus how did you go about understanding that there's even such thing as business credit cards or business lines of credit? Like, how does somebody make that transition?
Well, you know, it just all started when I opened my LLC, and it just on the mail, I got, you know, a letter from American Express says, hey, would you like a credit card for your, you know, your business? And then I just, again, the same thing with the mortgage. I just started doing research, and I was like, huh, I can get so many credit cards, and it just doesn't report to my credit. You know, as long as my business will back it up and then I'm on good standing, you know, I can get as many as these as possible. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't get educated. You don't get educated with money in school, you know, and I feel like that's something that we lack in today's day, you know, in school system is, you know, we need to educate, you know, everyone on how to utilize these type of tools, because it can really help you elevate your business and, you know, get to that financial freedom.
You nailed it. You nailed it 1,000%. And to sort of jump into it a little bit more, we've got, coming from, again, bringing it all the way back, zero to seven, short amount of time, understanding business credit, and now we're able to sort of put that capital to work, if you will. And how do you go about finding the market that you want to invest in? Are you investing in your own backyard? Are you partnering outside of state? Talk a little bit about that and some of your thought process behind it.
Well, I do a little bit of both. So I did partner with one of our Academy members that you know him, Daniel Smith. You know, we covering anywhere from Montgomery, Alabama, which is, you know, the capital of Alabama, all the way to North Atlanta. So we covering, you know, we said, okay, you know what? I'm willing to drive 2 hours radius of where I'm at, you know, to be able to manage these projects. So that's what we did. So we just covering this whole area, right? So I found that in Montgomery, Alabama, in the capital, is really a lot of old money. It's a lot of old money. People came in 30, 40 years ago, renovated everything, and now they want to pull out. They don't want to renovate no more. And for me, it's Black Friday. It's like so much inventory and so much demand, you know, and it's like, dude, it's crazy. Like I'm buying houses $30,000, $40,000 at a time, you know, and it's averaging 160, you know, 200 ARV after I get done with them. It's like, it's so many houses. It's ridiculous. You know, when I see people, oh, I cannot find deals. It's like, you cannot find deals because you're not looking for them. You can find deals. They all over the place. You know, and as for the market, how do I pick the market? I went to that market because of the inventory, one. And two, because of the amount of demand of houses. Like I started doing some research as we got taught on the Academy, you know, rent demands, house demands, you know, is the rents are going up, where the jobs are at, you know, and I just quickly realized that there's just not enough housing in Montgomery. There's just too many people and not enough housing. And it just keeps growing and growing.
So good. There's so many pieces there that I want to just point out that you said that I absolutely love. You started in your backyard, which I think is so powerful. If you're able to do it, I just think it's an incredible, simple way to do it. And it just, you know, the area, you know, the roads, you can manage it. I love that. I really love too, how you mentioned about following the trends, like the population trends, the demand trends, the rent trends. That's what leads to a good market. So that's absolutely incredible. Amazing. Tell me more about risk management. I want to dive back. So when you started, you probably had a huge risk tolerance. And I'm sure you still have a good size for it now. But how has that changed? How do you protect yourself through these different?
Oh, man. When I started, it's the amount of risk that we took. It was like, you know, for me, you know, it was either make me or break me. You know, I'm going to make it because I'm not going to allow you to break me. You know, so it was just the risk was just huge. Right. You know, right now we've set some procedures in places, you know, reserves, that stuff that, you know, you learn as you go and things that come up, you know, in the whole investment that you quickly realize, hey, you got to start setting yourself up with reserves and then, you know, backups and, you know, procedures and contracts and stuff like that to protect yourself. Because, you know, believe it or not, people take advantage of generosity, you know, and it's just... For me, this is my family's business. You know, this is how I'm going to be able to feed the rest of my family and what's there to come. So the risk right now is still high. Like, I'm pretty risky. You know, I take a lot of risk, but I do have system in places to protect myself, you know, and it all came with the experience, you know, what I went through, like my first deal. We bought it for $25,000 and it was a complete gut. I did not know that until I bought the property. But it was, I wouldn't do it any other way because the amount of experience and the amount of things that I learned during that process is what got me to where I'm at today. Now today I can cherry pick the deals that I want to do based on how I'm feeling in that point in time or how the financials are looking. But I feel like everyone's first deal should be something that they will really put them to the test, because that will really define you how you're going to make it in this career.
Holy cow. Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Let me back up. My goodness. So much to unpack there. I love it. Question for you, if you don't mind, before we get right back on track. First deal, 25K, total gut. Did you know anything about construction going into this?
The only thing I knew about construction, I didn't know. My dad knew because we renovated a couple of mobile homes that we lived on ourselves. But no, not in the level that we know right now. No. Zero.
Zero to the, okay, okay. Well, pause, you know, time out. I'm loving it. That reminds me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in our partner right now who's a beast on the construction side, so I can ask you another question about it as well. Hold on. Pause for a second here. Joe, what's going on, brother? Welcome in. You muted, sir. Came in late. Stayed on mute.
There he is. Amazing. Good to have you.
Thanks, guys. How's it going, Alex? Good.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm busy.
I hear you.
So tell me about it. Okay. Again, it's fully off script. I just would like to know, how did you end up taking it from not fully understanding construction down to the studs, getting it all the way through? And if you don't mind, how did the numbers play out on that one?
So, yes, $25,000. We got it from a wholesaler. We went and looked at it. It's a property was vacant for like a couple of years. Cables was ripped out of it. All, you know, plumbing was ripped out of it. You know, I looked at my dad and then I just told him we're going to buy this. You know, something felt right about it. You know, I had that gut feeling. And to me, it was more like, if I don't buy this, like, I'm going to be stuck in analysis paralysis looking at more deals, because it's been several other ones that we didn't pull the trigger on. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. Let's go. Let's do it. What's the worst that can happen, right? You know, we're going to make this happen. So $25,000. We put 50 in it. We were all in for 75. It appraised at 114. We was able to pull all our money out, plus a little bit more. Not a big chunk, but I mean, in my eyes, it was a perfect bird.
Wow.
Home run on the first one. Hats off to you. Salute, brother. Wow.
Oh man, it was 6 months of long days, you know, figuring out permits. That was a big challenge on its own. You know, once I got that builder's permit and then every other permit that came with it, it was just a roadblock with the inspectors left and right. You know, the inspectors in Montgomery are not easy to deal with. But, you know, luckily I had the academy that I just asked questions. You know, I was constantly on there asking questions. A lot of people helped. You helped me a few times too. Nate, when you was going on your full gut, you know, so it got me through it. You know, it took me 6 months, but we got it done. And man, it definitely set me up for where I am today.
I love that. I love that 1,000%. And congratulations again. Hats off to you on that one. Knock that one out of the park and then tackle six more with some more on the pipeline, growing from there. So that brings me to my next segue. Where do you see, whether it be on the residential, the commercial, or just the whole real estate in and of itself, what do you see the future of the market looking like?
Oh man, it's about to be Black Friday. You guys know. You guys know it's about to happen. You know, so many people bought when the prices was like ridiculous high and the interest rates are high, variable interest. You know, people are about to just, you know, prices about to come down. They're about to start selling. And get ready, because we got to go in, you know. And for me, man, like, that's why I set a goal for 2024 of 25 units, because, yes, I can sit here and do 30 houses, single family houses, but that's going to take me a while. I need to get to where I need to go sooner. You know, I gave myself 5 years. I'm trying to be there in three, two and a half, you know. So
it's a way to do it. I love that. I think the ambitious goal really makes or breaks it too. I think having that just goal and then just trying to beat it is just really good for the mentality. So I love it. Alex, yeah. Go ahead.
I think we, for myself, and I think everyone should experience this, we operate so much better when we have everything to lose. You know, it's like you have no idea what you're capable of until you are all in, and it's either make it or, you know, make it or break it, right? So you have no idea the stuff that you can pull off when you're in that situation. It's amazing.
It's so good. And the triumph, the feeling when you do pull it off against all odds, against all the adversity, is just parallel to none.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
When I cash out, refi that house, and I got a check for $82,000, I've never in my life had a check of $82,000. It was so rewarding, so rewarding.
That's awesome.
And then, you know, I enjoyed it for a few hours and boom, right back. We need another one. Let's go. You know. Amazing.
That's killer. That's killer. Well, look, we're going to introduce our surprise to you. You ready? How you feeling?
Well, I'm excited. Let's go. Who we got? Who we got? What we got?
All right. This is our point of view questions. We ask these to every guest. You can answer them quickly or give us a long-winded answer, whatever you want.
Okay.
What separates top-performing real estate investors from the rest of the crowd?
Hungry. How hungry are you?
What's a daily habit that contributed to your success?
Consistency.
What is a piece of advice that you would give to your younger self starting again?
Educate yourself sooner.
What's your favorite real estate and or business book?
Oh man, I got a few. You know, my first one was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And then the Burr book, that was my second one. So I would say those two to start off, yeah.
Both phenomenal. What is the biggest non-monetary benefit that you've gotten from real estate?
A lot of friends. A lot of people I got to meet. And people I didn't know that I can get along with so much, you know, have the same mindset. So, you know, that's been great.
It's a hell of an answer.
I'll take it. 1,000%. Wow. You blazed through that, brother. How you feel?
Oh, I'm good, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, I love those answers, man. This is good.
Thank you.
Joao.
He quiet over there.
You real quick. Go ahead.
He's working. He's working again.
So, and the two of you connected through BIA, but are also now in the process of working together on a few other projects as well. So I wanted to bring all of us together just to sort of, before we get out of here and before we close out, I know Joao's infamous and notorious about asking one particular question. So I wanted to make sure that he was here for it. Did you want to lay it on him or you want me to do it?
I don't know which question it is. So you go ahead and I'll go afterwards because I have a few.
You got a few questions for... Oh, okay. So the very first one would be for all of the new investors that are out there that are listening, what would you tell them and how would you be able to best describe your journey within real estate? Because there's a lot, you actually used the term earlier, analysis paralysis. Folks are maybe hesitant to jump off the porch, take that first step. And it's big. I mean, you came from so much adversity, everything else was going on. And I appreciate you sharing the story about your father and you laid it all out there on the line. So for other people that are in those same kind of shoes that are like, I don't know if I want to risk it for the biscuit, what would you tell them?
Man, educate yourself, you know, get around like-minded people that are doing the same thing, that are going in the same direction that you are. You know, the energy is incredible. It'll help you, you know, make this type of decisions that when you don't have that, you know, that's what gets that analysis paralysis, you know. So get educated, get with the group of people, whether it's local, whether it's the Burr Academy, you know, it pays more, whatever. Just get around people that are like-minded, you know, that are going to help you get to where you need to go. And, you know, the support is just amazing, you know, and you'll be surprised how many friends you'll make all over the country. World.
I love that. One thing I want to chime in too is just this group is the Multifamily Mastery Meetup. And one of the things that we do is just host these events and bring people together to do that same thing. And I just absolutely love hearing people say that they go to events and they network and hearing the relationships that these people build. So can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah.
I echo it 1,000%. Joao, you got some questions?
So pretty much, I guess it's more of a, I guess it is a question, a statement. So doing the Burr has been very successful for me. Got a lot going on paper. We all know we take a paper loss. So, you know, to the banks and all that, it doesn't look that great, but we know we're, you know, taking out money and doing it again and again and again. So I made this is the first time I ran into where I did too many at one point. And on paper, local banks, regional banks, I was untouchable because Jesus Christ, you're losing so much money. And I'm like, I'm not. What are you talking about? And on paper, we are. But in reality, we're not. So then just by chance of luck, I'm in the Facebook group and I see Alex make a post up, hit him up. I was like, let me just see what this guy can do. And he knew right away. He's like, okay, well, this is why they're saying no. Here's option one. I'm not an option one kind of guy. I'm like, what else? What do we do? Well, he said, well, in case this doesn't work, here's two, here's three, here's four. We're going to get it done. We got this. Let's get it done. And he's been communicative, open, willing to call after hours, whatever the case is. And we've actually grown a hell of a lot closer in the last 2 weeks of stressfulness together. And just, you know, he's like, same thing. I've been in your shoes. I know what it's like. Like, let's get this done. And I just want to give a huge shout out to him of when someone tells me no, and they have no more ideas, like a local bank, I'm kind of done. Like, I don't want to work with this guy. But someone that says, all right, let's figure this out, or here's our backup plan, here's what to do, that is the big difference to me and someone I want to work with. And I even told Alex, I've got more buddies who want you to meet. I want this to grow. He wants to help join the team as well. I mean, that just that the mindset is there and brings us all together. And Alex, like, you know, everything you've done is great. I can't thank you enough. And
oh, man, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I understand a lot more, so thank you.
Well, you know, when I became a mortgage broker in the beginning, it was for me, right, to understand the business and understand, because that was my weakest link. But then I quickly realized I was not the only one that was struggling with it. So the reason I became a broker was to help a lot more people, you know, even beginners, you know, get financing, get educated, know, you know, figure out ways to get the first property. I quickly realized also that in this business, this is a dirty business. A lot of people are in it for the money. I'm really not. You know, I'm here to help people. Like I told Joao, if I don't get it done because your DTI doesn't work because you didn't make enough money last year, you know, we're going to figure this out. You know, we're going to find different ways. So, yeah, we got, you know, several different strategies in place. And I think we hit the nail in the head. So I think in a couple of weeks, hopefully sooner, you know, we'll get this wrapped up for you.
Yeah. And Alex quickly told me, you know, hey, I would just refi or, you know, any of that. I can help you buy too. So before you buy with somebody else, let me know the deal and see if I can help you. So, you know, there we go. Residential, commercial, and all within that same academy we're all part of. Another member there wants to grow, wants to tap each other into making sure we're growing each other, helping each other out. It's just crazy, that family orientation that community brings.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. Like, I've never met so many people, you know, that are going in the same direction and want to help. You know, the energy is great. You know, I wish you could have came to the Bird 360. Nate was there, man. It was just, the energy in that room is just like no other energy, man. You know, that's why I love going to meetups, because it's, you can feel it. You know, you feel the energy of people just thriving and wanting to grow and share ideas. And, oh, look, if you don't do it this way, you can do it this way. This worked for me. So it's just great, man.
And just to echo that, I think what's so cool, what Joao said and what you're saying now, is just that we're all solution-based people, and that's what we want. Like, it's not, can't make it work, you know, sorry, good luck, go pound sand. It's, okay, that didn't work. What's a different way? Okay, that didn't work. What's a different way? And I think it's awesome to surround yourself, like you said, with people at meetups or vendors or whatever it may be, just that are solutions based, that do whatever it takes, figure out a way. Because I truly wholeheartedly believe there's always a way. It's just figuring it out.
Oh, yeah. As my mentor likes to say, focus on the solution, not the problem.
That's it.
There it is. 1,000%, man. It's like playing Tetris with like-minded people.
Yeah.
We'll find a way.
Oh, yeah. I love this. We are the old people. We will find a way.
Oh, my goodness. This has been amazing. So I just want to say again, Alex, brother, amazing story, amazing journey. Thank you so much for taking time. Come down, chill with us in Views. It's amazing. We would love to be able to have you back in 2024 so we can hear about these 25-plus doors that you are going to close here within the next 12 months, man. It's going to be amazing. So,
oh, man, it was a pleasure.
Thank you, thank you. Well, for those that are out there, get home safe. Those on the podcast, we truly appreciate y'all tuning in. Feel free to reach out to us. All of Alex's contact information will be linked below as well. Feel free to reach out to him. You all take care. Have a wonderful night.
Thanks for listening to Views. If you enjoyed today's show, take a second to hit the like button. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel so you never miss an episode. Until next time, peace and love.